Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today is going to feel like a bit of a contradiction. For the last 3 weeks, I've gone on and on and on about strategy being a long-term play. And today I want to talk to you about trends that we see in the industry and how these can be used to bolster your strategy. But a trend is essentially a short-term play. It's trendy for a while and then it changes. So how do these fit together? The reason we even want to think about trends is that for us as small businesses, the landscape constantly shifts. Trends can be fleeting, but they can have a massive impact on customer behavior, industry standards, and what is considered the norm going forward. It's not just about spotting a trend. It's about understanding how you can use that trend to your advantage. Having this proactive approach, so you're not just going to see a trend and follow like a sheeple. Having a proactive approach is the difference between a strategic win and a missed opportunity. So finding the right trend to add something to your strategy means knowing where to look for them and what you're looking for. This is not about this is a trending audio on Reels, though that can be helpful as well. We're talking about reading industry reports, publications that are relevant to your space. You're listening to thought leaders who are talking about emerging patterns that they're seeing in your space. You're watching your competitors because they might have found something that you're not aware of yet. You're also listening to your customers. What are their needs or their preferences? Those can be really powerful indicators of where the market is going to go next. And of course, you have social media and groups that you're in and networking that you attend where you're having real-time conversations about what's happening right now. If you can spot a trend early, that gives you enough time to adapt and integrate it into your strategy effectively. The goal is to keep your eyes open, but to always ask yourself how a new trend is going to serve your business objectives. How does it enhance your business? Once you've spotted what seems like a promising trend, it's important that you align it with your business strategy. So you want to be asking yourselves things like, how does this trend serve your long-term objective? Remember, strategy is a long-term play. So how does this possibly short-term move get you closer to that long-term goal? Does it solve a problem for your customers? Does it improve something in your operations? Does it provide a tactic that you can use to implement part of your strategy? Remember, we also want to make sure that before we hop on a trend, we have the resources we need. That means skills, technology, budget, time, energy. We want to be able to integrate any trend that we choose smoothly. If it feels forced to you, it's going to look forced to the market, like you're just jumping on the trend for the sake of it, not because it aligns with your business and who you are. If a trend doesn't naturally fit with your brand or your values, it is okay to pass on it. You want to focus on the trends that come up that complement and enhance the strategy that you've already set. So your trend is not a strategy. Integrating a trend is meant to help your strategy. It's meant to help you with the implementation side of it, not change where you're trying to get to. If you pick the right ones, it can lead to increased profitability because suddenly you've got something new in your offer. It can help you streamline a process. It can get you in front of new customers. But the goal is to incorporate them in such a way that it strengthens your business and doesn't move away from your core mission, vision, or values. In order for a trend to work, in order for it to be helpful, in order for you to get the full benefit of it, you need to be decisive. This means you need to know what your business strategy is before you see the trend, so that you can evaluate whether or not it aligns with your strategy. If it does, then you need to be quick and develop a plan to incorporate it into whichever element of the strategy can use it. And as part of that plan, we want to make sure we have a way to measure the impact of that trend. So what are the metrics? What's going to tell us if this was a successful integration? That data is not just going to give you information about that trend, but it's going to help you make your decisions quicker in the future when you see the next trend. So if you can spot and capitalize on a trend that fits within your strategy, you're suddenly building this dynamic and responsive business that stays ahead of the curve while still aiming for your long-term objectives. And this is going to create opportunities for strategic growth, which aligns with the changes we see from our customers and the market. It allows you to stay relevant and competitive, but aligning it with your business strategy allows you to make sure that it's still moving you forward in the right direction, rather than just being a distraction from that core mission, vision, and values.